8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I did the, I went to a regular session, and then I went back and did a post session, in session, a post session, and a regular session, and completed the work.
I said, well, real fine. But you were born where?
Here, Greene County.
Right in town or out?
About 3 miles from town.
Is that right? And
moved here when we were a baby, moved from out there in town. We've been here ever since.
Uh-huh. And what about your mother? Where was she born?
She was born here in Greene County. Well, actually, at the time, it was called Thomas, because the time when 1906, I think it was, just kind of pulled away from Grady and Decatur, Thomas and Decatur, and made Grady over here where we are living here. This was, I understand, then Decatur County, and that creek down there was the boundary line, which was Thomas, and they pulled off a piece of Thomas and a piece of Decatur and made Grady. So she actually was born in what you would say Thomas County at the time, but he's now Grady.
I see. And how much did she go to school, Miss Gilbert, do you know?
Well, she had, for that time, a fairly good education,
mm-hmm.
but she about 7th grade, something like that during that time. Was,
it was hard to go, wasn't it?
Yeah, right about, you know,
mm-hmm.
the average what you would have.
Right. Sure, yes. That was hard to go to. And what about your father? Where
well, now, he didn't get any training to count in his hand, you know.
Mm-hmm. But he was born here in Grady?
No, no. He was born in Barber County, Alabama.
I see. And when did he move here?
Oh, he came here when he was a young man, before he married, when he was in his 20s or something like that.
I see. And they met
him? Met Mary, that's right.
And do you know whether your mother's parents were from around in this area?
They were from around here.
Uh-huh. And his father's family was from somewhere in Alabama?
Well, actually, they migrated from Georgia. See, back there, what his parents, now actually, his daddy, I think, was born somewhere up in Georgia. But see, his daddy was a slave.
Yes.
Because my daddy, when he died, was 98 years old. He was born about 2 years after slavery. So, but.
And so your own grandfather was a slave?
On my mother's, on my daddy's side.
I see.
Now on my mother's side,
they
were not slaves.
I see.
Because his, on her daddy's granddaddy was, well, he was an Irishman. And he had a black wife, and of course he didn't enslave his children, so therefore on her side they were never slaves.
That certainly is interesting. All right, and what about, will you tell me how old Mrs. is?
My wife?
Uh-huh.
62.
And she is a retired teacher.
Yes.
Right? And then what, does she have, obviously she has college, does she have a master's?
Yeah, no, she doesn't have a master's. She has done about half of the work required from the master's down at Florida A&M University.
Right. And she was born in Albany?
Albany.
Right.
No, no, she wasn't born in Albany. She was born at Leesburg. That's about 9 or 10 miles above Albany.
Right.
But they moved there when she was a baby.
Okay.
And they lived there ever since.
Right. Okay, well, here are the questions then. First one is, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, that area around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, oh, I expect to see him later this...
Well, you would say... Some say evening, some say afternoon.
Right. Well, now these all are just what would you say here in your family, you know, when you're talking with the neighbors and so forth. Later on, I'll see you later on, Miss.